Welcome to Chew On This, where we believe your health is in your hands right before it's in your mouth. When we come back, we'll be talking to Stephanie Kennedy of Provencia Digestive Health in Meridian. Stephanie has been a naturopath for 28 years, specializing in digestion and the effects of not eating a balanced diet. Today, she's here to talk with us about why good digestion, balancing pH, and reducing stress are good for our health. Stay tuned to Chew On This.
You're listening to KRBX 89.9 FM, Caldwell, Boise, and also heard on translator K228EK Garden City.
Welcome back. On today's Chew On This, Stephanie Kennedy of Provencia Digestive Health is here to speak to us predominantly about pH. We hear about alkaline diets and acidic diets and keeping our pH in balance, but what does that really mean? Stephanie, thanks for being here.
Oh, Kim, thank you. It's always an honor.
So tell us basically what is meant by pH.
Well, pH is how the body, it's like a report card. It's our internal environmental report card. How are we handling stress? And it doesn't tell us anything in particular, but a lot of things in general. So there's three major kinds of stress. There's chemical stress, which is the chemicals in our food, in our air. We can put it on our body. There's structural stress. So say we have a leg that's longer than another, or we have internal organ issues. So there's chemical stress, structural stress, and emotional stress. There are 150 emotions, and each one of those emotions creates its own chemistry. So pH indicates to us how are we handling those stresses and how we exhibit the effect of those issues on our body.
So like if you're really acid, then your body is going to present certain symptoms, and if you're alkaline, it'll present others?
That's exactly right. And so the pH is really the sum of how are we working as a unified system? How are we taking the stresses of life and resolving those or not?
Which is perfect, because when you take your pH, right, it's like a urine test or a saliva test on a little piece of litmus paper. So it's like the litmus of how your body is in balance.
That's true. But there's also the pH of the serum, the blood. And that's what we're going to talk about. There is very little leeway in the pH of the blood. It has to be between 4.35 and 5.0, or we die.
And the scale of pH is, for my earlier chemistry training, which wasn't much, 1 to 7?
1 to 14.
1 to 14.
And so if
7 is in the middle.
That's exactly right. So 7 is base. And so if we were to draw two lines, a vertical line and a horizontal line, and where the two intersect, we put a 7.0. That's base. Anything below that is acidic, and it can go down to 1.0. Or if we take the line up, it can go to 14. So there are different foods, different products that have different pHs. Battery acid is 1.0. A lemon, a fresh lemon, is 1.5. Vinegar is a 2.5. And if we cross the midline, 7.0 base, then we can go up to seawater, which is 7.5. Or we can go to lye, which is 14. Or we can go to ammonia, which the body creates.
Is that why there's so much life in seawater? Because it's at that pH? Does that make life possible in the sea?
It does. And so the level of stress is much less.
So what would happen if your body was, say, super acidic from your lifestyle from being on a high-stress job or, you know, eating hamburgers every day from fast food? What can show up in the body as a result of that acidity?
Well, anytime a cell works, anytime the body is working, it can be a positive thing like holding a baby, or it can be a death, or it can be a car accident. It doesn't make any difference. The body creates, each cell creates acid, and the accumulation of that acid and how the body flows with that acid becomes our pH. So when someone has, let's say, arthritis, it's an ototoxicity. The body tries to neutralize itself so hard that it becomes very acidic, and it tucks those toxins and the inappropriate chemistry into the joints. And you think about joint pain, you think about inflammation, swelling, fever. That's what the body's trying to do.
And that's what the body's trying to tell you when it has those things too, is, hey, we're too acidic here.
That's exactly right. If we could email ourselves or text ourselves every second of every day, 24/7, we would say, good morning, I need more minerals or amino acids or more lipids. But we can't. And so the body creates a symptom. And so symptoms are a good thing. They're us talking to us. And if we don't talk to ourselves, that's when we get into trouble. That's a state of dis-ease.
And if we don't listen to ourselves as well, it's a state of trouble.
For sure.
So I was interested in this piece when we were talking before the show that you could actually get, because the goal is to try to be more alkaline and less acidic, but you can actually get too alkaline, and there are symptoms for that too. I was surprised to find out. I don't know whose body does that, but...
Oh, everybody's does. Okay. And so you think about a diabetic, they become too alkaline. Their body crosses that midsection and creates too much alkaline. Now, we have to have alkaline minerals to maintain our pH. I want us to think about pH as a level. So imagine you have a level right in front of you, and there are two bubbles. One bubble, we're going to call a horizontal bubble, and that's our parasympathetic. That's when we're relaxed, when we're digesting, when we're rejuvenating. That's going to be our parasympathetic. Now, the other bubble is when we're upright, and we're going to call that our sympathetic, because we're relating to life. All of those stresses that we talked about, chemical, structural, emotional, the body says, how am I doing with this? How many of those stressors do I have in my life, and what chemistry am I creating because of those stressors? So we want both of those bubbles to be in alignment. And when they are, we maintain homeostasis. Homeostasis is that little bubble in the center of all that we are that indicates, how is this body working? Remember, pH is the sum of how we're working as a unified system.
And what is the range for homeostasis on the pH scale?
Well, 7.0 is our goal.
Oh, okay.
And so if we stress, say we're tired, say we've had a long week, a lot going on, death in the family, car accident, whatever the stressors are, the body creates acid. Now, we all have a threshold, and we can maintain that threshold by taking some of the minor stresses and getting them resolved or getting them off our plate. But when we have too many and we can't release those and we reach our threshold, it's like the red light on your dash on your car. It says, hello, I need whatever. When we don't take stresses off of the plate, we hit the threshold and the body starts to create a disease. Symptoms. And the more symptoms we create without taking anything off of our plate, we go into a state of acidosis. And I promised that I wouldn't go into chemistry 401, so I'm not going to go there with ketosis, acidosis, fermentation, Krebs cycle. That'll be next time. But the body just wants to maintain. And so it has multiple ways that it can do that. The more stress it creates, it has to neutralize with our alkaline minerals. If we do not have enough of those alkaline minerals, we will break ourselves down. We catabolize ourselves. And the body does not want to do that, but it has to maintain life.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk more to Stephanie Kennedy of Provencia Digestive Health about pH and why keeping it in balance is the most important thing we can do for our health. Stay with us. This is your host, Kim Metis, and you are listening to Chew on This, where we believe your health is in your hands right before it's in your mouth. If you would like to listen to Chew on This, but miss the live show on Radio Boise every Sunday at 5, you can go to chewonthisidaho.com, where you can listen to recordings of past shows and find informational links for all our guests. If you're just joining us, my guest is Stephanie Kennedy of Provencia Digestive Health in Meridian. We're talking about the importance of pH in health. She describes the creation and digestion of pH as the main current of the body or the current of life. Stephanie, what do you mean by the main current?
The body always wants to maintain life, and it will do whatever it can to do that. It's its job. It only has two jobs. One is to stay alive and the other is to recreate. So it takes its stored minerals or its digested proteins and it maintains life. So besides air and water, there are two things that we have to stay alive: protein bound to fat and minerals. It takes minerals to break down protein, and every single cell in our body has to have minerals to do their job. Maintains the fats, maintains cell integrity. What's in the cell stays in the cell. What's supposed to be extracted or removed goes through the permeability, the wall, the cell wall of the cell. And so that's what pH does. So the main current is staying alive. It's on 24/7. And that's its job. The body's job is to maintain that current, that flow of energy.
Can you tell us a little bit more? We talked a minute ago about the body being too acidic or too alkaline and symptoms that come along with that. Can you give us maybe like a little list of besides arthritis being too acidic and diabetes being too alkaline, what other symptoms might come up for both of those? And then I think we should talk about, you know, what foods can we incorporate and what lifestyle changes can we incorporate into our diet to be in balance?
So an acidic body is one that works too hard. It's maintained keeping its head barely above water. So every single cell creates too much acid. The body goes into a state of acidosis, possibly, and it doesn't work well. It's in fight or flight. That would be a child or an adult that seems to have more of the ADD, ADHD, the bipolar, the OCD. Children on the spectrum tend to be very much more acidic. They're working so hard to maintain life, and they live basically on digested carbohydrates. They digest at 4.7. They burn like a flash of paper, and then the ash that's left is called acid ash. Those are folks that are working too hard to maintain life.
Would this be like anxiety as well and just any kind of nervous system type of disorders?
Absolutely. Sleep disorders, someone who cannot focus, someone whose concentration is off, someone who can't read a book and recall what it is they've read or apply it to life.
And what about alkaline? You said diabetes. That was interesting. And what else might show up if you're too alkaline?
Oftentimes, you can see a UTI. You can see bladder, kidney issues. You can see someone who has incontinence. You can see someone who has constipation. It can also be diarrhea, though, that can swing back 3 or 4 days of one and then 3 or 4 days of the other. It tends to be a person who doesn't have much energy, not that zest for life. They just barely are trying to maintain. Oftentimes, they feel like they have a bladder or a kidney infection, but the lining is so alkaline that it burns when they urinate.
So I guess the good news is that really the treatment for both of those is the same balancing treatment, right? Increasing your mineral content, doing what you need to do to digest your proteins, and so eating a balanced diet. So what do you consider a balanced diet to keep your pH in balance?
Well, I think one thing we need to talk about first is that there's actually four stages. Mm-hmm. First, we have to ingest the proper foods. Then we have to digest it, which means to catabolize it, to break it down. And then we have to transport it, to assimilate it. It has to go from energy to the cell. And then we have to eliminate what we don't need. Any of those stages can cause a state of dis-ease in the body.
So some people may be eating all the right foods, but not have the right history with their digestive system to actually break those foods down. So they're getting stuck at that point, even if they're super healthy eaters, huh?
That's exactly true. In the United States, we assume that just because we put it in, we're going to digest it. And that is certainly not the case.
So with pH, it the chemistry of pH is fairly complicated, but do you have any kind of good, I don't know, maybe mnemonics or something for us to remember how this thing works?
Oh, yes. So I love Gone with the Wind. So we're going to put pH into Gone with the Wind. Now, first we're going to start with Miss Scarlet. Miss Scarlet is truly sympathetic. She is all about stress. She's about stressing herself and stressing others.
High drama.
Absolutely. She's hectic and chaotic. She's not restful. She's always thinking about how she can make life a little more uncomfortable. So we're going to call her reactive. We're going to call her sympathetic, stress, and acidic. Then there's Melanie. Sweet, methodical, low-voiced, understanding, a sweet balance of life. We're going to call her Miss Alkaline. And she's parasympathetic, and she's a pleasure to be around. Just delightful, easy. And then there's Rhett Butler. Rhett tries to be neutral, so we're going to call him our perfect balance pH, 7.0.
Most women would call him that, I think.
Woo, I think. He is easily influenced, however, by life.
Which we also like.
Which is that 7.0. And so when Miss Scarlet comes in, he can go directly over to the acidic side. Or when he's dealing with Melanie, he can be relaxed, easygoing, and be able to resume that 7.0. So we're going to say Rhett is our balancer. And then there's Mammy. Now, Mammy is our alkaline mineral source. She wants to keep everybody happy and in check, which is a big job, but she was the woman for the job. And then there's Sissy. We're going to say that Sissy is really our homeostasis. She's a young girl sent out on a mission, which is what life is, and pH has to maintain that. So she was sent out on a mission to retrieve some help, but along the way, she got sidetracked. And that's oftentimes what happens with homeostasis, that little bubble that's the center of all we are. We get sidetracked. A little too much stress, we go one way. Little less stress, we go the other. So we're going to say that she's reactive to all of the stimuli, but she's oblivious to all of it as well. So pH truly is a product of homeostasis. And Sissy said, I don't know anything about nothing. I just is. And that's really what our homeostasis is. It just is. It tries to maintain life at all costs.
I should remember that mantra a little more often. That's a good one. I just don't know anything about nothing.
It makes life so much
safer. I love this. I love this idea because, you know, what happens in Gone with the Wind is all of these things are keeping in balance relationally within the body or within their characters, you know, in the movie. But what's happening in life is what, you know, they're losing the estate, or what are those called? The plantation. And then it like burns to the ground, and then
they're hungry,
and Miss Scarlet's wearing her curtains.
But Miss Scarlet also says, even Miss Scarlet gets overstressed, and she goes above that threshold that we talked about. And what does she say? I'll think about that tomorrow. And that's what life is about. Sometimes putting things on the back burner for tomorrow as we deal with the stresses of today right now.
You're listening to Chew on This, where we believe your health is in your hands right before it's in your mouth. When we return, we'll talk more to Stephanie Kennedy of Prevencia Digestive Health about pH. You're listening to Chew on This, and today our guest is Stephanie Kennedy of Prevencia Digestive Health. We're talking about pH. So we delved into a lot of detail about pH, but would you give us a definition of what does the P stand for and the H stand for, and what's the basic chemistry?
pH, the definition is the activity of hydrogen ions. So it's the concentration. It is the potential hydrogen. So when the body is stressed, how concentrated is it? Where is your that chemical balance, homeostasis.
No.
What have we just done to challenge that? The pH indicates it. We work too hard, we become acidic. We go over the top of being acidic, we become alkaline. And there are many factors, some of which are food and the stressors of life.
So what does a person need to do to keep their pH in balance?
Well, I think it's important to get good sleep. When we sleep, the body rejuvenates. Every 2 hours, another organ or system kicks in. It's the circadian clock. And every 2 hours, those organs need to be rested and rejuvenated. I think that de-stressing, so getting some of the things out of our life that don't really serve us, take time to breathe and to just enjoy. And I think that eating proper foods is so important. Exercise, moderate exercise, which is only 15 minutes a day, is critical to move that lymphatic system. Our lymphatic system takes the waste and moves it out of the system. And that's critical for a healthy body. I think that everything in moderation is probably one of my goals. We don't want to do too much. We don't want to do too little. And food is also in that moderation. I think that everything that we were given on this earth has a purpose. And so not to drive ourselves crazy with thinking, oh, my gosh, this is an acid ash food. I shouldn't eat it.
No more elimination diets for me after this show.
No more elimination diets.
My body doesn't like those anyway. And never seems to sustain it.
It's true. And I think feeling good about ourselves. I think that serving others is very important. I think being a friend to ourselves, not being so judgmental about ourselves. I think laughing and joy in our life is critical. And I think enjoying every day is paramount.
Now, Stephanie, you do a lot of work, I know, abroad, and as well as within the communities here, that you partner a lot with grocery stores. Can you give us some information about what you're up to?
Well, so many people say, I want to know what you eat. And I said, well, I'm vegetarian. I'm not sure you do. And so
I'm not sure you do if you like bacon.
So I have agreed to do a program, and it's called Let's Go Shopping. And we are not going to shop until we drop because it shouldn't be that hard. And we are going to be teaming up with two of the grocery stores on several occasions, and we're going to go shopping.
And this is in the Treasure Valley?
It is. And those will be listed and dates on our website at the Provencia website.
Which is Provencia?
Digestive Health of Idaho. You can go right in and it will clue you right in. You can key it and it'll show you dates, several of the stores and when we're going to be there. We'll actually be talking about chemistry. We'll talk about different diseases, different ailments, and foods that people might want to gravitate towards or away from. So it's going to be fun.
That's really cool. And then what are you working on globally that you can disclose? I know there's lots of top secret things that you're always working on.
Well, probably one of the newest, and I can't say a lot yet, but I can tell you that we're working with Andrea Bocelli Foundation, and we're also working with the ARPA Foundation, Fondazione ARPA, which is
so
the ARPA.
It, in Italy, you've been to Italy, and that's the famous Italian tenor.
It is. Be still, oh my heart. And he has decided that he would like to serve humanity in a different way. He's working with medical issues that surround many people in different countries. And so I am going to be working with Natural Health, with both the ARPA Foundation and Andrea Bocelli's Foundation. We will be hearing more and more and more, and I hear that perhaps we might even get to see, be still, oh my heart, them in the Treasure Valley.
Ooh, well, that sounds really exciting, Stephanie. Thank you so much for coming in today. That was really a great, very specific education on one piece of health that is obviously one of the most integral pieces.
It truly is the main current. And thank you, Kim, so much. It's always so much fun to come.
Thanks, Stephanie. You've been listening to Chew on This, where we believe your health is in your hands right before it's in your mouth. You can reach Stephanie Kennedy at Provencia Digestive Health, provenciadigestivehealth.com. You can also find links and listen to the audio recording of this and past shows at chewonthisidaho.com.
thinking.